delve into that as well.
So before we start, let's do some quick announcements. So as always, I'll talk a little bit about the schedule for P3 this week. So for those of you who want to join a power up tomorrow at noon with Sandra, you can also join a TBT support session tomorrow night at 7. Then at 8 o'clock tomorrow night is Keeping It Real with Antonetta. She'll be talking about the ABCs of workout wear and essential exercise equipment. You have Power Up with Jean-Luc and myself on Thursday at 8 o'clock. And then after that, P3 is going to the Dominican. So we've talked about this before. So Jean-Luc, myself, and Antoinette will be in Dominican with some of you. We are going to be gone. So there won't be any Power Ups or sessions that week, but we will log on and see you guys throughout the week. We're also going to be having some special step classes we'll be doing at certain times during that week as well. So you can actually join us live from the Dominican, or you can watch it later because it'll be recorded on YouTube. So then when we return, the schedule continues. We actually put everything within the other day, so lots of sessions when you come back, it'll be jam-packed, so we'll be catching up on other things at that time. Don't forget to submit your weights for the weight loss tournament, as well as make sure to, for those of you registered, to register for the WWFCN Tower Climb with P3 on April 21st at 8:30 in the morning. Let us know if you're interested in doing that. We already have a team of 12, so it'll be fun to add you to our team. So on that note, we can start tonight's session on self-esteem. So Jeannick, to you, what is self-esteem to you?
Well, self-esteem is what I like are the it's how I value and how I perceive myself to be. That's what self-esteem is. It's based on, my opinions, my beliefs about myself, which sometimes can feel difficult. Like I'm sometimes I have strong opinions about who I am and how I behave. But I think it's also how self-confident I am in certain situations. And it actually self-esteem affects so many parts and different aspects of my life. And I'm assuming it does the same thing for all of you as well. How about you, hon?
So for me, self-esteem is just, my worth, what I think I feel I'm worth to myself. As someone who does, has had low self-esteem in the past, and we'll touch on that in throughout this conversation tonight. As someone of you who had low self-esteem in the past, it's your self-worth. It's what you see yourself as, the value in your own self. And so if you don't have a high self-esteem of yourself, then you don't value yourself as much. But when you have a high self-esteemer, then you when you do have self-esteem, then you do have a high value of yourself, and you do value yourself in some way.
I almost want to say though, I hope all of us, as much as myself, I see self-esteem as like either there's always something there. It's just not as big as it sometimes is. Like I sometimes value myself more than other times, which actually I think needs to learn how to balance it out. I think what we need to learn how to balance the self-esteem, because I feel there's certain areas in my life where I have a lot of self-esteem for myself, while other areas in my life, my self-esteem is weaker.
And we can give
And
you guys examples of that. Like, we can give you real life examples of that. And maybe you guys, as we're explaining this scenario for you guys, think of a situation that applies to you as well at the same time. What Jean-Luc just said, there's certain situations where you have a high self-esteem and some you don't. Example, some of us, I'll give Jean-Luc as an example. He's always my example for this. He's at work, he's in a work meeting, he has no issues talking to people, he's able to commingle anywhere he goes. He's free to go. He'll talk to anyone. He's confident. He looks confident. He talks to everyone. But put Jean-Luc in a room full of gay men, and he's shy as a bug. If he's in a room of gay men, if it has to do with, being around people that possibly he has to talk to, and he gets nervous in that situation. Funny how he has self-esteem when in any other area, but in that specific situation, he's nervous. And we all have those moments. Some of you will think about it. When I'm at work, I have so strong. I know what I'm doing. I'm in control. I know what I'm doing at work. So I have a high self-esteem. But somewhere else, you could have, perhaps going to dinner with your family, you don't have a high self-esteem of yourself because growing up, in your family, the way you were treated, maybe some words were said or some things were said that make you feel so when you go see your family, you revert back to the low self-esteem you used to have when you were a child. So self-esteem is very relative to what you're feeling in that moment.
It's related to confidence. It's connected to confidence. It's connected to self-worth. It's associated with even the people you surround yourself with. Because, like Nick was saying, if you are around people that boost you up, your self-esteem is going to skyrocket, right? Because your confidence skyrockets. You feel good about yourself. You're proud of what you're doing. People are cheering you on. But then you go around and you're with the negative nillies and the care. Sorry, I apologize. I shouldn't use that name anymore.
Sorry.
The negative nillies and the, because
Sorry, Nellie's out there too.
I've met some lovely Karen, so I'm not going to say it anymore. But those people who just like steal your joy, they steal that self-esteem. And what Nick was saying about like going out to dinner with your family and maybe that self-esteem, maybe trying reversing that whole concept of they have a low self-esteem of me. I don't have a low self-esteem myself. That's their opinion about me. That's their self-esteem on me, not mine of myself. So almost like trying to balance out that playing field where saying your opinion or how you feel about me is your own opinion. I know who I am deep down inside, and I'm confident with the person that I am and the decisions that I make.
So how do you build your self-esteem? So how do you make yourself become, someone that feels more confident in life? And we're not doctors, we're not therapists, we don't have the clinical knowledge on how, you should go about through this. We don't have all the book research. So what we're going to do is kind of teach you or tell you guys how we kind of improved our confidence in certain areas. And we're hoping that by sharing the way it happened for us, that maybe it'll give you some insights into how you can help yourself also apply some of these tools to yourself so that you can maybe help boost your own self-esteem.
And I want to reiterate that these tools aren't things that have always been perfect for us. And it's not like we don't still use them to this day because we still do. We 100% still use all these tools because we sometimes falter and our self-esteem gets, kiboshed or gets squished down to a flat pancake when we need to blow it back up.
Exactly. So the first trick that we've talked about this a lot, and Jean-Luc and I, so one of the first things you have to do is, first of all, love yourself. That's step number one. Because
And in the moment, like right now.
right now. And you have to love yourself continuously. And the reason, and I know it's cheesy, and we say this before, RuPaul says it, how can you love yourself if you how can you love anyone else if you can't love yourself first? And so it's imperative that you have to love yourself because any of the other tools we're going to give you won't work unless you first fundamentally love yourself first. If
And
you
that's why one of the things we've been doing this week is making you post things that you
love.
love. Because when you start realizing how many things you love, by loving those things, you're loving yourself. Just an FYI.
Exactly. So you made me lose my train of thought there.
I'm sorry, honey. I apologize.
That's okay. Happens all the time. It's squirrel. So anyways, so yes. So you totally made me lose my train of thought, honey.
You were talking about
Help
how
me
loving,
remember.
yes, you're talking about how loving yourself is important and the fact that, oh my goodness, now you made me lose my train of thought.
We're a pair today.
We're a
Okay.
pair. We're a pair.
So
No,
let's
giving the methods of how
Yes,
we've
yes,
changed
yes.
things.
So first, the first is loving yourself. So you have to love yourself first. And as I was saying, any other tricks that we give you tonight or any other things that we share that we've done for ourselves won't work without loving yourself first. I am a person who once at one point did not love himself. So I'll
Me
be
too.
honest, for years, I did not love myself. And so if you are right now listening to this and you feel that way, talk to someone about it. Go seek help, okay? Don't let it fester inside because as much as when you're going through that and you don't love yourself, you don't feel nobody else out there cares about you. There's still someone that cares out there. And so
I
talk to
want to add
someone.
some, yes, and I want to add something to that. Not liking yourself sometimes is not a bad thing. Right? But you should always love yourself unconditionally. Additionally, but
Yeah.
not liking the choices you've made or the decisions you've done,
It's fine.
and that's okay. But you don't hate yourself. The word hate should never say, I hate myself. You should avoid using that strong of a word towards anyone, to be honest with you, towards anyone.
So tip number one is if you have to love yourself, and if you don't, the first step would be seeking some help. So go see a therapist, a psychiatrist, anyway, go talk to your EAP at work. Find a way to just talk to someone about why you don't love yourself, because you have to love yourself first and foremost. The second thing that generally kind of and I kind of did is, you have to find your support system. So for us, it was each other. We found each other. We help each other to, and be the better people we can be. But it can also be your community. You
And we
guys make
weren't,
you guys make us better.
and we weren't always like that to each other. It took us a long time to get to the point where we were able to communicate what we needed from each other in order to improve ourselves and let each other build on each other's self-esteem. Nick gave me empowering comments and empowering words, and I did the same to him. And so our connection boosted ourselves up because what he was saying to me, I would finally like, I would accept. And same goes for him. And this is exactly why the community part of this is so important.
It's also why sometimes, when some of you guys say, oh, I just, and we tell you, no. And we do that together ourselves
We
sometimes,
still, yeah.
because sometimes you'll say, oh, I don't, it's not going to be that good tonight. I think I messed up dinner. And I'm like, no, it'll be amazing.
I don't say it. I haven't said it in a
No,
long time.
but back in the day,
I've actually even started saying, damn, I'm a good cook.
but back in the day, Jean-Luc, right? You have to say I'm right. Yeah.
Oh, and don't get me wrong, there's days where I still say it, but I catch myself.
Even his singing, sometimes he'll downplay his singing. Like, he's very good at, dimming down his success and not loving his own skills in a certain area, and not being proud of who he is and the skills that he has. He still tries to downplay and reduce his successes.
And this is funny because Nick is not that way in a way. Like, in a way, Nick is very, very okay and proud of saying what he's good at when it comes to it. He knows he's good at organization. He knows he's good at math. He knows he's good at, writing. Like, he knows he's good at photography. So it's really funny, though, that he's able to.
I was raised
Yeah, and he was, but
that
it does it doesn't it go to show you that a lot of this self-esteem goes into your it stems from from such a long time in your life, right?
But even, but again, hon, even though I was taught self-esteem,
Yeah.
because you know who my mom is, I still went through a long period where I didn't have it. So
Yeah,
again,
it goes
right?
to show you once again,
Yeah, once.
it changes all the time depending on the stage of your life. Depending on where you're at, depending on what you're doing, depending on who you're with.
So number one, seek
Love
help
yourself.
of yourself. Number two is surround yourself or find someone that you can trust, or surround yourself with people that you are like-minded that you can have to support you. Okay, so that's number two, because those people who support you, those who truly support you, not those saboteurs, those ones who truly give you compliments, the ones that when you say something, they say, wow, good job, you did that today.
Or
Those.
those who can give you constructive criticism that you know they're doing it because they want you to maybe see things in a different light. Because you know you have those friends that you know they can give you that. They can give you the honest truth and it's not ever going to hurt you. It's just going to be, oh, okay, maybe I needed that a little bit. Right?
Number three is start talking to yourself how you would talk to a best friend
Or a plant.
or a plant or your dog or a baby or a baby. You
I'm
can
not
even
very.
talk in baby talk if you want. Oh, look at you doing
Please
such a good
don't.
job today.
Please
Oh,
don't. Please don't. No, let's not do
why
that.
not?
We only do that to children because you only do that to children. I'm just thinking this myself because I have a plant in this house and it's not doing so well. And I've been trying and trying and trying. But you know
We're
what?
not good plant people, people.
No, you know what though? Maybe that's because I haven't been telling myself the good things either. Maybe I need to start sharing it to my, like talking to myself with the positivity that I need and the uplifting words that I should be using maybe more often. Maybe I'm not doing it enough. And so if I did it to myself, I'd be more willing to do it to the plant more often. So maybe every time you talk to your plants, if you have any, make sure you're giving yourself a compliment as well and you're boosting yourself up.
So that's number three. So change the way you talk to yourself. Make sure that when you say something, you start hearing yourself something negative to catch yourself and correct it. And I know it's trivial, but we've said this before, your brain is always listening. So you saying these words, even when you say blah, 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 I'm just joking, because we all do that, right? If your brain is still listening to you saying that, and it's still recording it in some way. And so you're still somehow, even though you're saying it as a joke, there's still some backware in there that you're actually believing that joke. And that's why be positive with yourself.
And I want to actually add to what Nick said there because I think it's really interesting. Because I'm the type of person that will be that comedic type of blah, blah, blah about myself, right? And I'll say it out loud. And it's funny though, because when those situations comes up and I make fun of myself and I say it out loud, I then often go, that's so not true. So I challenge all of you, if you're talking to yourself in your head and you're only doing the negative self-talk in your head, start vocalizing your negative soft your self-talk and changing it out loud, making that switch from a negative to a positive, not in your head but in out saying it, like either signing it or saying it out loud, so that way it's not just a thought, so that way you can actually say, wait a minute here, and flip it around somehow. I think that's a very good exercise for you to do because these ideas that we put in our heads are not fact. They are not truth. So a lot of times we concoct these stories in our head and we believe them and we shouldn't.
So once you've examined these three sections now, so number one was loving yourself. Number two was why can I remember things tonight? Number two was changing the way you talk to yourself, and number three was
No, it
I'm just
was
gonna remember four.
love yourself,
I should have written notes tonight.
love yourself, help, get yourself help if you need it. Change the way you talk to yourself.
Yes. Okay, and the next one I want to bring up is oh yeah, your community. Your community was the other one. Sorry, community. We don't have we yeah, we didn't we wrote very quick notes today, so that's why we're doing this more on the trying to be more conversationalist about this topic because we want to share you guys and more in terms of our experiences of how we went through this in terms of boosting our own self-esteem. So the fourth piece that we would bring in is changing the vocabulary you use in your everyday language. So this one's a little harder to do, and that's why it's number four on the list. It's tougher to do because we're so used to using certain vocabulary and certain words that we say every single day. And this one ties in with number three, which is speaking nicer to yourself or always being kind to yourself when you talk to yourself, changing the words that make you feel bad. And that means we've had this conversation before, positivity, pausing yourself and switching the word out. So for example, if the word cheat, we know when you're cheating on your diet or cheating on your journey, we've used the word indulgence instead. If you're talking about weighing in for you is a trigger word, just using the word weight is a so maybe checking in is the word you want to use. If the word plateau bothers you, and it doesn't have to be with terms of weight loss. It could be in your own life. Say, the word rush hour traffic triggers you, rush hour traffic. Instead, call it your music listening time. Like change the way you look at the scenario because changing that scenario and the way you reword or reframe how you're enduring that scenario will make you be a more positive person. That positivity will then lead to yourself speaking to yourself in a more positive light, which then will allow you to have more people around you because you're being more positive, more people want to be around you. And having all this will make you overall love yourself even more. So all four of these things are important, but it really starts at the root at number four, the words you use to talk to yourself with every day in every single situation. Look at Jean-Luc and I. We've talked about this before. What would Jean-Luc do back in a day when we were driving in our car and everybody would pass us and, cut us off. I'll show it right now on live. This finger, which pop up a lot. I know I'm doing it live.
I had a lot of passenger road rage because Nick
Yes,
was driving.
I
I
was
was never the
driving.
driver.
I would honk. I would honk and yell because that's what I grew up with. My mom yelling. I had to honk. So he would do the middle finger. And at one point, we had a conversation like, Janik, you can't do that anymore. First of all, people know us on social media now. So what's the first thing? We're about being nice to people. And the first video is out there, Jean-Luc showing middle fingers to everybody while he's driving down the 401. That's really kindness, right? So it's like you can't do that anymore. So Jean-Luc switched it to doing a heart. Right? That's what he does now. When people are mean on the road, he'll just smile and give him a heart. And the thing is
I'm
that
not saying that I'm not angry behind the heart, but at least
the heart means the same thing. It means it's the
maybe
same thing in his mind. It means the same thing.
I'm saying it with love.
But in the casual observer in the other car, he looks like he's just saying, I'm sorry. And we've talked about a situation in Windsor once that was averted because we were at a stop at a light. We were doing a U-turn, and the other guy was trying to turn onto the same street as us. And after he turned, he got mad at us and started honking and like really being aggressive with us. And Jean-Luc just started doing this. Even though Jean-Luc was mumbling, going, yeah, you shouldn't have done that. He was mumbling under his breath. He was still smiling and showing his heart. And eventually, when we stopped at a light, his girlfriend smacked him and said, look, they're showing you a heart. And so he went like this out the window, and then it completely diffused the situation. Because we didn't do the other aspect, even though he was angry, we were both angry because the guy almost hit our car. We were not happy. But because we went the route of saying, let's not show our anger, let's just show kindness, it totally diffused the situation, and we were able to drive the rest of the day without any issues. Because we bought positivity into a negative situation, the whole day ended up being a positive for all four of us. I'm assuming they were happy after because they drove away. No more anger, and there's no more like following us close. It was all positive after we did that. And that's the same thing that happens when you're using words in situations with yourself. If in every situation, in every place you go, if your first instinct is to complain about it, right? If your first instinct everywhere you go is to, and there's a perfect, you can't complain. I'm not saying you can't complain. If you're going somewhere and you're ordering, a chicken salad and they give you a tuna salad, complain. Don't say, oh, I'm so sorry. I'll just eat the tuna. I don't like tuna, so I would complain. What I'm saying is if you're somewhere and,
Maybe let's change that word, because are you really complaining if it's something that
yeah,
you ordered that
you're
was incorrect,
stating, yeah.
right? You're stating a fact at this point, and it doesn't need to be a complaint. And complaining sounds negative again, does it not? So maybe just saying, oh,
Feedback.
I'd love, I need to look for a new word for complaining, because
Yeah.
sometimes we're not complaining, we're stating facts, right? At some points when there is something that happened that is incorrect, there's a difference there. But it's like when you're not getting something that you're supposed to get, that's a difference, right? So
But there's also another side of the coin to that. There's also a time where some of us can't look at the, some of us, and that we're included in a situation, Jean-Luc and I can't look at the silver lining of a situation the second we get into it. For
no.
example, the first time we get to an airport, we get in a lineup, we start, our blood pressure starts going up, and we get angry right away. It's like, it doesn't matter what it is, it's just blood pressure goes up, and like, why aren't they
Oh,
hurrying up? I
no
just
no
want to.
you know where it's the worst, and I'm like, we go to the airport all the time, the grocery store, when we're in
Yes.
line at the grocery store and we have to pick the checkout line, and we always end up getting behind the slowest person. How often do we get upset or angry about that, right? We all do. So next time you get into those situations,
Try to change it.
change the narrative, right? Who knows? Who knows why? It's almost like that story. I don't know if you ever heard that story. And if I'm not mistaken, it's two cars that come into a parking spot at the same time, and one car gets in right away, and the other car gets upset and starts driving around till they find a spot, and they end up coming to meet each other. And the one guy who drove around was pissed off because the other guy cut him off, but the other gentleman said, "Oh my God, I'm so glad I got in when I did, because I got to witness the birth of my wife, my child,
My wife.
my wife. I
I
got
know
to,
you
I
took
got,
Back to the
I made a
Future.
mistake. I made a mistake. I made an error. I got to witness the birth of my child." But the guy that was driving around was so pissed off because he lost his parking spot. But if it wasn't for that one moment, right? We often take for granted what other people are going through and even what we're going through. We're all experiencing different, the same time of our lives are happening. Different things in all our lives are happening all at the same time. And there's no way that we're going to know what other people are going through.
I'm pretty sure if I asked everybody watching right now, if anybody you're worrying about something right now, each of you would raise your hand. All of us worry about something or other. We all do. And that's the thing. It's that if you can't, if you worry, if you're already worrying about things, but you get into a situation, the first thing you get into situations is again go to the negative. When are you ever going to be in a way telling yourself you're happy? How are you ever going to experience happiness if every situation you're in, even when you're in a happy situation? Because we'll give you a perfect example. This is something that's an example we've used in the past. Jean-Luc and I went to a resort in Antigua years in the past, and while we were there, we were reading before we went to this resort. We actually read res reviews of the resort and some of the complaints that were about this resort. So we're reading the reviews, and we're like, if one of the first complaints was the frogs were too loud at night, and I was looking at this review, and I was like, what can the hotel do about this?
I want to tell the other one because the other one's just as funny.
Is the hotel supposed to run around, kill all the frogs in the area? Because that's not what they're supposed to do.
I
And
didn't
that's a
know
situation. And
I
that's
didn't
a
know frogs
situation.
had a volume control.
Me neither. And that's one situation there where a complaint there. Why say that complaint? No one can change that. No one can unless you're saying it just to warn others. Hey, by the way, this place has a lot of sound. But the way it's written, it was they actually lowered the rating of the resort because
Because
the
of the
frogs were
frogs.
frogs, which had nothing to do with the resort. The resort was amazing. We went there. It was a beautiful resort.
It's funny because Nick and I, when we heard that, we were like, that's equivalent to telling the moon that it's shining too bright. I need it to dim down because
Someone please dim the
please
moon.
dim the moon because it's too bright and it's keeping me up. You know, it's so funny that we as humans though find it easy. We sometimes. It's almost like we almost have to do it or have to find a way to complain about something instead of looking at the other side. We're programmed that way. Maybe it's something that we need to unprogram ourselves by always finding the positivity or finding the bright side of things because that's what makes you happy. If you live in the negative, there's no self-esteem there.
And that's kind of where all of these four topics led us today to positivity. So you've noticed that all of this stuff, all these tips and tricks we gave you, is all about improving yourself, improving the way you speak to yourself in a positive way, surrounding yourself by positive people. That's how you raise your self-esteem, and that's how Jean-Luc and I were able to kind of raise ours. You know, we are surrounded by people that are a good community. We have each other now. We know back in the day, I thought I would be alone for the rest of my life, which was a huge issue with my self-esteem. So all of these things added on, but meeting the person I wanted to be with and then meeting a community and also, you know, realizing where I'm good at things, where I'm not good at things, realizing I'm not perfect in every way. I'm not Mary Poppins. Realizing that I'm okay to make mistakes and realizing that no matter what, I'm worth being here, so having a positive self-esteem reinforces that want to be here.
And I challenge you all to do it in front of a mirror when you're looking at yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. Give yourself those words of encouragement. Boost your own self-esteem. Love yourself out loud in front of a mirror, because when you're doing it and you're not looking at yourself, you're not visualizing yourself. But when you're in front of a mirror, you see everything and say those things out loud. Say them out loud. And if you want to go to that negative, maybe say the, not maybe, say the negative first and then change it to the positive. Don't change something else. Change that negative into a positive as much as you can. It's a practice, right? It's something that you need to do more and more and every day, little by little, until it becomes so normal that you couldn't even think about not loving who you are.
It's funny because Jean-Luc was talking about, you know, saying the complaint might be a defense mechanism. It might be something that, you know, as humans, we just are programmed to say it because that's just the way our brains are programmed. We can't just If you think about it, if you think about situations you've had in the past with, say, a company of some kind, right? Or even yourself, in your career, as many times you did something good or the company did something good to you, you'll only remember that one last time that that company did something bad to you, or that person did something bad to you. A lot of times we forget the good. Our brains seem to be programmed in some way to keep track of the negative. And I don't, and it might be a way because our, it, I, and I'm not a doctor, so I can't explain this. This is all just my thoughts here. It's, it could be because, these are such impactful events for us because they made us feel such a strong emotion that we remember it. How many of us remember from our childhood moments of grief as opposed to moments of joy, right? And it's the same thing now. So if you keep talking yourself negatively as an adult, your brain will latch on to all those negative thoughts the same way, and you'll keep taking them in, and your brain will just start believing them.
It's like it's where we all started from, fight or flight, right? A complaint is fight or flight. When we complain about something or we have something to disagree about, when we say it, it's because we have a strong belief about certain things or we have an expectation on something, right? We're expecting something to an outcome. And sometimes these outcomes aren't going to be what we always want, but we always end up learning something, no matter which way you look at it.
And now P3 is coming to Dominican. I don't want any complaints about the frogs in Dominican now.
I did ask them to turn the moon on a dimmer.
Okay, the moon's gonna be on the dimmer.
So there'll be a dimmer. It means
Yeah.
close your curtains.
So I hope we were able to share some tricks and tips for you guys. Like I said, we wanted to bring this discussion tonight more in a sense of love yourself. This month is about loving yourself. The theme this month is love yourself for P3. That's why we're making you share those things you love on Facebook in the group every day. That's the reason we're behind that. That's why you see all the topics this month are about loving yourself, because one of the biggest pieces of self-care is loving yourself. It's the root, it's the base of everything. It's what you need. If you don't love yourself, you won't care enough to eat well. If you don't love yourself, you won't get out of bed to want to go for a walk. If you don't love yourself, you won't want to be going out and seeing friends and hanging out and having a social life. You have to love yourself first. So again, like I said at the beginning, number one, if you don't love yourself right now, talk to someone. Talk to us. Talk to, just talk to someone. Get someone to at least tell them what you're going through in your mind. Because I'm telling you, each and every one of you in P3 have someone that loves you. You're all here, on camera, in the Zoom room. Like,
We
we're all
love you.
here.
We love you.
So make sure you find that love for yourself first. Even non-peace members who are watching this right now, find the love for yourself. That's the most important step.
And even go up to somebody and say, "Why should I love me?" Ask somebody else why they should love you. Why you should love yourself is what I'm saying.
Why should you love me, honey?
Why should
Why should you love
I
me?
should love you because you pay my bills.
I should love you because you make me my meals.
I cook you all your meals. Exactly. He said the other day, he's like, "What would I eat if you weren't around?" I'm like, "What are you trying to say? Are you getting rid of me?"
I would not eat. I'd lose weight. There's a solution.
I guess it's going to be just Nick from now on. Bye, everybody. On
No.
that note, we hope you all have a great night. Thank you so much for coming to our Mind Matters. Love yourselves because we love you all.
Yes, it's the most important lesson of this session tonight is to love yourself, and
Loving
everything else will
yourself
follow.
grows self-esteem.
Yeah,
It grows
yeah.
self-confidence. It grows.
It's the fertilizer you need.
Definitely, definitely.
Love is in
Love
the
you all.
air. Oh, baby, love is in the air. I don't know the rest of the words. That's all I love is in the air. Who sings that, anyways? Now I'm getting looks from all. I'm getting looks now. Oh no.
I can hear the name, but I can't think of it right now. It's the Love
Love
Boat.
Boat. Oh, is that it's the Love Boat theme?
No.
Oh,
Is
that's
it?
love.
Is it the theme? Love is in the air.
Na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, you're right. The Love Boat. That's all I know. The Love Boat. Okay, enough. Bye, everybody. Have a good night.
Have a good night.